Father and son walking to pay tribute to those killed in the war. Both of them were injured in the fight against Russia. Nazar Cheredinchenko says he's getting ready to go back to the front once he has recovered.
This is not a celebration. This is memory. Celebration will be after the victory, when everyone returns home, alive and fallen. We have many losses now.
It's Independence Day in Ukraine, but there are no celebrations this year because of the war. It may have been 31 years of independence from Soviet rule, but the fight for freedom, people say, is more alive than ever.
In this past 6 months, thousands of people have been killed and injured. Millions have been displaced. This is a memorial site to remember those who have been killed in this conflict. There's also this book that you can see here where people can come and write their own personal story of loss.
They have been coming here steadily all day, remembering those they have lost.
It's a big concern because...
Achille Depres says the war has caused extensive damage, especially in southern and eastern Ukraine, where the fighting is ongoing.
We've seen all around Ukraine, as a result of this conflict, a tremendous amount of suffering, of physical suffering, of also mental suffering, a population that is traumatized. We've seen, you know, critical infrastructure damaged or destroyed, including water infrastructure, also health facilities, also educational facilities. Some really basic goods are very hard to come by, including food, including water.
President Zelensky reaffirmed his call to recover the territories occupied by Russia. He walked through the center of Kyiv accompanied by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Hundreds of destroyed Russian tanks were put on display on the street, an open act of defiance to Russia. Zelensky had said Moscow was planning a series of cruel attacks on Independence Day.
The enemy thought we would greet them with flowers and champagne, but received wreaths and Molotov cocktails instead. They waited for an ovation, but got explosions. The occupier believed you could parade through the center of our capital. You can witness this parade today in Khreshchatyk Street. The proof that enemy equipment can only appear in the center of Kyiv looking like this, burnt and destroyed.
On Wednesday, air raid sirens sounded all day across the country. A reminder of the imminent threat. But people in Kyiv remain on the streets. Many say they've been afraid for too long. This year, the marking of independence has a different meaning. People say they're still fighting for it. And the only option they have against Russian aggression right now is to win the war. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.